Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm just a little bit tired because, sometimes work is a little bit annoying, you know?
Oh, well, you should come enjoy the show tonight.
Oh, I can't because I have another show. I don't live in Milan. I have another show close to my town and I have to cover that. And I'm a little pissed off about this because I really would see you live because I saw a few shows, on YouTube and wow, you sound amazing. So, I would talk a little bit about your album. It is a debut album after your previous career. We can say that because it's a new life for you and so a first debut album.
Oh, you're talking about, you want to talk about the album that I just did, The Last Days of
Yes,
Old?
yes, yes. Because
Yeah.
there are a few amazing tracks, but how was working on it in studio?
Well, it was spiritually cleansing. It was something that I needed to be said in the time that we're living in the country that we're living in. These many different issues that we are faced with. And so I felt the inspiration and I felt the compulsion to compose this album and to name it The Last Days of Old.
Yeah. And anyway, not only your lyrics are pretty tall, pretty deep, thoughtful, and even the sound is kind of cool because it's really raw, down to root.
I
And
love raw.
yeah, and how was searching this kind of sound and how did you arrive to create this?
Well, you know, one thing, when something is very organic and very raw, you don't have to search very far. You just kind of go along with whatever is right in front of you. I use a lot of hand claps, a lot of banging on tables, a lot of kicking on doors for sound. And then, you know, just use the a lot of the sounds that were in my environment.
Yeah.
I think that's what gave the album the sense of immediacy, the sense of urgency, and the rawness.
Yeah, okay.
I sang it in the same fashion. I wasn't not going for perfection. I'm going for a connection, spiritual connection.
Yeah, and I can feel that.
That's what I want.
It's really a great album on many levels, not only for the music, not only for the words. It's the entire atmosphere of the album. So, congratulations for that.
Thank
And
you very much.
I know that is always a stupid question, maybe, but there is a couple of songs that you feel the most, that you prefer. It's not the right thing to say, but maybe you can feel, you can relate the most to a couple of songs of this album. And
I think the couple songs that I are my favorite are probably Grant Rushmore and probably maybe Scary Woman.
Oh, I love it.
Those two.
Oh, really? And I mean, why these two?
Grant Rushmore because it's just, I think it's an uncomfortable conversation, which is something I enjoy. And I think that it's very turbulent, that song. And it's, I think lyrically it really speaks on the full spectrum of love. Like what if the worst thing happened? What if you lost both of your legs? Face was smashed and know that the people still love you. I think it's a test.
Oh.
So I love that film. That makes me believe the human being.
Okay. And anyway, how is for you performing live? Because I mean, I think that your kind of music is amazing both live and both on record, but I think that live is even uplifting because you receive energy from the audience, you give energy, so it's a kind of magic. But which...
Oh, it's great. I love it. I love performing live.
Okay.
And the angels, they dance together.
Wow. And anyway, you had the luck even to opening the gig of Chris Cornell in the last season. And how was this experience too?
Oh, it was a learning experience. It was amazing. I learned so much opening to Chris Cornell. And you know, you got 30 minutes to play your song for an audience of people who really, they don't know you. And so I think it's a great testament to how good your songs are. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, because it's always, I think, kind of weird because people, it's not there for you, but then they discover you and they maybe enjoy you, and I think it's kind of weird for the artist.
Exactly, and people were very supportive, and I learned so much too just watching Chris. Chris is such a pro.
Yeah.
He's just so good. I was able to really watch him and learn from him, and then I did, you know, the American tour with him as well. So.
Okay. And anyway, you were very close to, you know, U.S. president campaign with Bernie Sanders. And, well, I was really close to support Bernie Sanders, too, because of his ideas, I have to say. And what do you think about artists and what they can do for politics? Because I think that lots of time politics doesn't explain well or doesn't, you know, sympathize well with people. What do you think that artists can do for this?
I think artists can be the voice maybe for everyday people, especially when politicians are all so corrupt. Voice for people, be the window of reasoning and truth, if they can. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, best of luck for USA for the next month, and well, enjoy your tour, and I hope to see you live soon. And
Thank you so much,
and have a wonderful night tonight in Milan.
Thank you.
Bye.